This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. Flash flood watch remains in effect through the afternoon. Tropical storm Andrea quickly passing through the area, but we're getting a lot of rain. In fact, let's check in right now with Kathleen Carroll, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Raleigh. And Kathleen, what is our situation for Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County right now, and what can we expect for the rest of the morning and the rest of the day?
Well, for right now in Orange County, looks like we're seeing a break in the rainfall. The heaviest bands of rain are actually over eastern Wake County and into Franklin County and Warren County. So you guys may see a little bit of a break in the rain. There is another band of moderate rainfall moving north out of the Fayetteville area. So although you may see a break right now, there is some more rain anticipated over the next few hours.
Unusual situation yesterday that the rain we got earlier was actually related to a whole different weather system altogether, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, today, the unusual thing is that when we get heavy rains, we normally expect high winds and maybe a chance of some power outages and all that sort of thing. But this does not seem like the kind of rain that's going to lend itself to that kind of a situation.
Yeah, typically with tropical storms, wind is an issue. But for this storm right now, the center of the tropical storm is actually down over South Carolina, and although we have seen, you know, we might see winds in the 30 to 40 mile an hour range, the severe winds like we normally see with thunderstorms moving through the area aren't as likely. That's not to say you can't rule out, you know, a brief downburst or something, you know, that might cause some power outages. But typically, if you see a power outage, it's because, you know, a tree fell over because the ground's so saturated and maybe took out a power line.
That is absolutely true. And, Kathleen, let me ask you just one more specific question.
Sure.
They're going to make a decision this morning at 11 o'clock on whether to play the Carolina baseball game, which is scheduled for 1 o'clock today in Bosch-Emmer Stadium. What do you think the possibilities are of the rain being stopped at that point in the day?
Well, I mean, the rain is probably going to be a little more intermittent through the next several hours, but as that center of the tropical storm moves more northeast through the area, we could see another batch of pretty consistent rainfall. So, whether or not it's played or not, I can't, I guess I can't make a really good educated guess on that right now.
In other words, it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah, with these systems, I mean, you get rain bands that come in, and it's just a matter of the actual location of the storm itself and how it's moving in relation to where you are.
Well, Kathleen, thanks very much for spending some time with us, and we will continue to be in touch.
No problem.
That is Kathleen Carroll with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, and that's the very latest in the forecast. As far as the baseball game is concerned, it's scheduled for 1 o'clock today, and UNC officials have announced that they will make a decision at 11 o'clock on what to do about that, whether to delay it or postpone it or whatever the case may be. More on the baseball game coming up. Honor court charges against Landon Gamble have been dropped, according to a statement released by UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe yesterday. The sophomore student was charged with breaking the honor code with disruptive and intimidating behavior. That charge was brought before the honor court by the man who Gamble accused of sexually assaulting her. He said the constant attention her case was getting by way of campus rallies and conversations caused him to be threatened, even though she never publicly announced his name. Gamble publicly announced that she believed the honor court charges were retaliation against her for constantly drawing attention to the way it handled her case. She said the honor court was underprepared and the students should not be handling sexual assault charges in the first place. UNC has since taken sexual assault review out of the control of the UNC honor court. An independent external review was conducted in March in regards to Gamble's allegations of retaliation. Chancellor Thorpe announced that the review conducted by Barbara Lee, a nationally recognized expert in handling sexual harassment grievances and a human resource management professor at Rutgers, found no evidence that the university retaliated against the student. However, However, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisp, after consulting with campus colleagues, including Richard Myers, Chair of the Committee on Student Conduct and a professor in the UNC Law School, and Faculty Chair Jan Boxall, recommended no student should be charged with violating this section of the Honor Code until the Committee on Student Conduct can adequately evaluate the provision. In his statement, Chancellor Thorpe announced that he agreed and that the change was to take effect immediately. He made it a point to announce that the decision of the university was not a challenge of the Honor Court and its processes, but instead a step to ensure that all students are protected and treated fairly. This ongoing issue comes at a time when colleges and universities around the country are dealing with the review of their sexual assault policies. It's not just happening at Carolina, it's all over the nation. UNC recently formed a special task force to review its current policies and form new ones. The 22-member panel meets every Wednesday and is chaired by the interim Title IX coordinator, Christy Hurt. While the task force hopes to have a new policy in place in time for the start of the fall semester, it says it will take as much time as it needs to discuss this sensitive matter fully. To read the full statement from the chancellor, you can view the story on our website at chapelbro.com. UNC junior basketball player P.J. Hairston was arrested on Wednesday and charged with possession of marijuana. Hairston and two others, Michael Falcon and Carlos Sanford, were stopped at a routine license check on Wednesday night on Holloway Street in Durham. Hairston was also charged with driving without a license and was released on a $1,000 unsecured bond. The two other men were also found in possession of marijuana. UNC Senior Associate Athletic Director Steve Kirshner said the university and head coach Roy Williams will release a statement when they get enough information. Hairston is already due in court in Durham on August 2nd for a pending speeding charge. He decided to pass up the NBA draft this year after leading North Carolina in scoring. Archansky has a few words to say about the situation on today's Sports Notebook. Well, commissioners say they want more money for schools, just like everybody else, but they're not sure that a property tax rate increase is really the way to go. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Orange County commissioners signaled last night that they're looking for more money to fund public schools, but they stopped short of supporting a countywide property tax rate increase.
As much as I believe in a strong school system, raising the taxes, personally, I think we really have to take a really, really deep, deep, long look at that, because the rate of poverty is increasing so dramatically in Orange County.
That's Commissioner Renee Price speaking at last night's budget work session. In the past 2 weeks, dozens of residents have come out to public hearings to ask commissioners to allocate more money for the school systems. But some commissioners worried that those who can't afford a tax increase have not had a voice in the debate. Penny Rich said she's been hearing from residents who didn't feel comfortable speaking out on the issue.
They are very passionate about schools, but they just can't afford any more taxes. We can make the schools better by raising taxes, but they won't be part of it. They would have to move.
The board did indicate they might be willing to increase the Chapel Hill Carborough Special District tax to help raise the $2 million needed to open the new Northside Elementary. Here's Alice Gordon.
We do have a precedent for opening schools in the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools on the district tax. So I think as we're balancing all these various needs, we should not discount that as a possibility.
A 2-cent increase of the district tax would generate $2 million, while a 5.5-cent increase would be needed to fully fund the school board's budget request. The manager's recommended budget falls between $3 million and $8 million short of what the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough school boards had asked for. But board chair Barry Jacobs noted that the manager's budget actually increases spending by about $2.4 million over last year. And he said the negotiation process is par for the course.
I don't think anybody should take umbrage if we don't fully fund what the schools request, because they know that no matter what they ask for, we can never fund it.
Officials from both school systems are concerned about state budget proposals that would eliminate funding for teaching assistants in second and third grades. If approved, the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough districts stand to lose a combined total of 70 teaching assistants. School board representatives estimated it would cost approximately $2.3 million in local money to save those positions. While the board agreed to keep looking for more school funding, Bernadette Pellissier warned that the county's resources are limited.
On the one hand, I say, well, we have to do as much as possible for the schools. On the other hand, we can't always fill in all the gaps that we have of the cuts from the federal and state level.
Commissioners will continue their deliberations next week with an eye towards formally adopting the budget on June 18th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is the weekend for high school graduations. All our local high schools will be holding special ceremonies. And district spokesperson Jeff Nash for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools says, don't forget about Phoenix Academy. Phoenix Academy is a part of the city school system, and it often gets overlooked.
Phoenix is graduating at 6 o'clock, and they're going to graduate at Phoenix Academy, and they have 4 graduates this year. The other 3 schools will all be graduating on Saturday at the Dean Dome.
Phoenix Academy is an alternative school that serves about 40 high school students. Tonight's graduation begins at 6 p.m. at Phoenix Academy on South Merritt Mill Road in Chapel Hill. If you'd like more information on Phoenix, you can view the story on our website, chapelboro.com. And congratulations to all the graduating high school seniors. WCHL News Time, 8:16, 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours at CarolinaInn.com. Of course, Friday's on the front porch, scheduled for later in the day at the Carolina Inn. We don't know right now how the weather might affect that. Now, let's check traffic. Here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays right now. Looks like traffic is moving smoothly for the most part, and 15501 northbound, as mentioned earlier, was slow. Looks like things have sped up a little bit. Still use caution out on the roadways, though the rain has stopped in most of the area. It is still wet out on the roadways. Still could be some standing water in some areas as well, so that chance for hydroplaning is still possible. And be on the lookout in those areas of construction. There might be puddles or standing water where you're not usually used to seeing it, too, just because of the changes they have to make to the roadways. So use caution as you're traveling this morning. That rain could pick back up here soon as well. So throughout the day, use extreme caution and give yourself some extra time to get to where you are going. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, though, we ask that you do that safely.
Be careful on your way back to the newsroom, Rand.
Could be wet.
Turn on your headlights.
I will do that.
All right. Good deal. Thank you. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather, brought to you this morning by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids. With 4 convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham, chapelhilltire.com. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, a flash flood watch in effect through the afternoon, 69 degrees and very wet this morning, raining most places, isolated thunderstorms predicted for today, widespread showers, locally heavy rainfall, and a lot of standing water, as Rand told you out there. Our high today, about 78 degrees, chance of rain near 100%. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the upper 60s and the chance of rain 40%. 50% chance of rain for your Saturday with a high in the low 80s, a little warmer. And tomorrow night, we're looking at a 50% chance of rain with a low in the upper 60s. And then on Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of showers in the afternoon and a high in the upper 80s with just a 30% chance of rain on Sunday and Sunday night.
Ron Stunts in the morning and Progressive Talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Before UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe and his wife Patty depart for Washington University in St. Louis, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith proclaimed yesterday that the doors of Chapel Hill will always be open to the Thorpe family.
In grateful recognition of your service to our community, I, Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, do hereby present Holden and Patty Thorpe with this key to the town. The other night, I kind of stumbled on a phrase that I wish I would have thought of earlier. Together, the two of you have really exemplified what it means to be a citizen chancellor at a state university.
Though the rain moved the ceremony from the old well inside to South Building, it didn't dampen the spirit. Mayor Kleinsmith, Patty Thorpe, and others were seen holding back tears of joy and sadness when speaking of what the family has meant to the community and the impending departure.
You considered the impact of this university here in our town, and you did it in a way that really transformed the relationship of the town of Chapel Hill and the University of North Carolina.
Habitat for Humanity of Orange County was also on hand to present the couple with personalized hard hats for all the work they've done over the years. However, the Thorpes said it was never actually physical labor.
We're great at trying to, like, get people together and get them out there, but we're not handy people.
No, and I have to say, I'm very proud of everything we've done for Habitat, but thankfully I've never hammered any nails for you.
Chancellor Thorpe leaves the university after 5 years at the helm. It was 5 tumultuous years. Many more were spent here as a student, teacher, and administrator. He and his wife, Patty, are both graduates of Carolina. And Patty said that in more than 20 years in Chapel Hill, it's always been a desire to strengthen the town and gown relationship.
People will come and go, but the stage is set for these relationships, and that's the main thing.
They certainly have strengthened the town-gown relationship in our community. President and former members of the Chapel Hill Town Council, town staff, and citizens were also in hand to officially see the Thorpe family off. Chancellor Thorpe's term officially ends July 1st, at which time he will take over as provost at Washington University.
Well, this is your building, and you're welcome to stay as long as you want. And if you see anything, I'm leaving tomorrow, so if you see anything you like, just take it.
We will miss them, and on a personal note, I personally harbor a secret wish that maybe one day they'll come back to this community. It's 8:22 at WCHL. It's not so secret, by the way. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? South Carolina coach Chad Holbrook makes this super regional coming up this weekend even more interesting than it already would be. He's returning to his alma mater, leading the Gamecocks in this NCAA super regional against the number one overall seed in the tournament, North Carolina. Holbrook played baseball at Carolina. He also worked as an assistant with the Tar Heels for more than a decade before leaving in 2008 to become an assistant at South Carolina. Now he is the head coach. He said he reminisced quite a bit in his return to Chapel Hill, but that's all going to stop once this best of three series gets started. The winner goes to the College World Series. It's the first meeting since UNC's Super Regional win in 2007. Of course, we don't know exactly when it's going to get started because of the weather. We have lots of rain. The field is going to be off. Wet. Game time is supposed to be 1 o'clock today. University of North Carolina officials have already said they will make a decision at 11 o'clock, 2 hours before game time, about what's going to happen. If the game will go on, they'll try to play it at 1. If they will delay it for later in the day, or exactly what's going to happen, we don't know right now. But we'll find out in about 2.5 hours here on WCHL. At 11 o'clock, they'll be announcing a decision on that. Now, this Carolina baseball team has had quite a remarkable season, winning 52 times, only losing 9 games all season long. Here is UNC head coach Mike Fox on the evolution of his team this season.
I've said all along, this is a special group. We noticed a little bit in the fall, there's just something about this group. You know, we've got a great mix of kids from seniors and juniors and guys that have been there, and of course guys that were in the regional last year and didn't make it out, and that sort of stuck with them. And, you know, and they work extremely hard. They get along. It's, you know, when you're with a group for so long and you bring freshmen in and you sort of mix them all together, you don't really know what you're going to get. And you have to sort of watch it sort of just kind of come together in the fall and the winter and watch them work and watch them get along with each other and hopefully respect one another. And then you really see it, obviously, during the season, tough losses. You see how they respond and on the road, just on the bus. It's just everything. It's the joy of coaching, really, is to watch it sort of come together. And then when you have a game in a regional like we did and really see it make a difference in your team's success, that's the fun part of coaching for sure.
Coach Fox, good luck to the Tar Heels whenever you guys get to play. By the way, UNC junior Colin Moran was selected number 6 in the 2013 Major League Baseball draft last night by the Miami Marlins, and he was quite a hot topic of conversation last night. Moran was rumored to be a possibility for the number 1 pick overall by the Houston Astros. Again, he was picked number 6. Moran batted in a single-season record in runs with 86 while getting on base nearly 48% of the time, 23rd in the country. He's currently 3rd on the team with a .348 batting average, 2nd with 88 base hits, and has been walked 60 times. Obviously, pitchers don't like to throw to him. He's the 2nd member of his family to be drafted in the first round. His uncle, B.J. Surhoff, was selected number 1 overall in 1985. His brother, Brian, was chosen in the 7th round in 2009. Surhoff and Brian both attended Carolina as well. And congratulations to UNC junior Colin Moran. You can bet he's not thinking too much about the Major League Baseball draft right now. Right now he's thinking about the Tar Heels and how they're going to defeat South Carolina. Should be a great series this weekend. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Just when you think it might be ending, P.J. Hairston gets busted. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Dean Smith was not only a great basketball coach, but a brilliant mentor too, and advocate for his players. Aware that boys will be boys, he always cautioned members of his team that whether choosing to partake in an anti-war rally or facing the constant temptations of being a college athlete, they were representing several families, their own, the university's, and the basketball program. I thought about that when the news broke about P.J. Hairston getting stopped and charged with misdemeanor possession of pot. Even if that is the only charge coming out of this incident, it's another embarrassment to UNC and its athletic program that has gone through 3 years of hell since the football scandal broke in the summer of 2010. I'm sure Roy Williams is telling PJ that he needs to be smarter than that, because he's not just another student with some weed in his car. He is among the most scrutinized athletes in America playing for the Tar Heels. Carolina has done an amazing job under the microscope of the controversy and scandal, continuing to excel on the courts and fields and its athletes in the classroom. The first annual Rammy showcased just how many bright and talented athletes are out there wearing Carolina blue, playing for great coaches and representing what is still the number one overall brand in college athletics. But one such incident, unfair as it seems, drags the rest of them down and back into the muck that the university has been trying to pull its way out of. As Smith would agree, Hairston has to be smarter than that. Maybe this is his first offense. He'll get suspended and sit out the first semester or the entire school year. If so, he'll be missed, but the basketball program is bigger than just one dumb mistake. Hopefully it's not any more than something thousands of regular students do while they are kids being kids. The cowbells will be ringing with glee over at NC State, and surely this will be lumped into another rehash of the last 3 years. Guess we can deal with one more story from Dan Kane. But please, let it not be anything else than PJ holding a little hooch. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
And now it's time for The Professionals, local services, expert insights on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I'm Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, one of Nationwide's largest insurance agencies. We started in 1993 here in Chapel Hill. We have 11 locations throughout the Triangle and Triad. In 2000, I bought a very large independent agency, and instead of naming it the Mark Vitale Agency, believe it or not, my 8-year-old son came up with this idea. Dad, why don't you just call it All About Insurance? All About Insurance just sounded exactly who we are. We're all about insurance. We know all about insurance, all lines. We are the leaders in auto, home, financial services. We have a health insurance company. We try to do everything well, and we try to teach our people continuously of the new things that are happening. They're always learning what's next and what's going to come in the future. I believe that it's a profession. It's not a job. And when my people come to work, that they need to believe that they are doing something that is honorable. We talk to you and see what you need for insurance. Assets can be replaced. Dreams can't be replaced. So you can call in Chapel Hill at 919-933-4000 or stop in at Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. Check us out at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
This has been The Professionals on 97.9 FM WCHL. Local services, expert insights. Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bull City Craft. It's half. Your choice of children's birthday party packages available now. Bull City Craft features a variety of arts and craft classes, from preschoolers to adults, art camps, birthday parties, and a wide selection of arts and craft supplies. With today's deal, you can choose from two children's birthday party package options for up to 12 children, with 1.5 hours of time in the craft studio, projects and supplies, and optional goodie bags and treats. It's half off from Bull City Craft. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees with a great chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Flash flood watch in effect through the afternoon. Today, isolated thunderstorms, widespread showers, obviously. Locally, heavy rainfall is possible. High today in the upper 70s. Chance of rain close to 100% for at least the first part of the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and the low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, 50-50 chance of rain. It's going to get better.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Just released May unemployment figures. 175,000 non-farm jobs were created. The jobless rate for May is up a notch to 7.6%. We're live with CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, are these figures in line with what you had expected?
Yes, straight in line. In fact, consensus was for 165 and the unemployment rate at 7.5%. So 175 is right in the sweet spot. Not too strong, so the Fed would change policy. Not too weak, that would indicate some sort of spring swoon in the economy.
And Jill, what does today's report suggest about job growth overall in these post-recession months?
The numbers are really consistent with an economy that's growing, but not at a fast enough pace to generate widespread hiring. We really do need to see job creation at over 200,000 a month consistently to pull out of this malaise.
And an hour before the opening bell, Dow futures are up 45 points. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. 69 degrees and wet this morning. Please drive carefully and turn on your headlights, for heaven's sake. Tropical storm Andrea is quickly passing through our area. They got it a lot worse in the eastern part of the state. As a matter of fact, starting in eastern Wake County, it's considerably worse than it is right now here in Orange County. But heavy amounts of rain being dumped. We have a lot of standing water out there, so please be careful when you're driving to work or wherever you're going today. Here's National Weather Service senior forecaster Scott Sharp about the outlook for today and what's going to happen.
This morning's going to probably be some of your worst weather as far as the rain goes. We are expecting a widespread moderate to heavy rainfall this morning for the morning commute. And that rain will gradually taper off later this morning from the south-southeast. So again, we should see the widespread rain this morning, but it looks like after 9 or 10 o'clock, the rain should become a little more spotty in nature, but still kind of heavy in spots here or there. And then it looks like after 3 or 4 o'clock, the rain should be pushing out of the region by that time.
Scott, is there any possibility of anything worse happening today? Any kind of thunder and lightning and that sort of thing go along with all the rain?
They can't rule out the possibility of a strong storm later on this afternoon. But again, I think the worst part of the weather is going to be this morning with the widespread rain. As far as the wind goes associated with Andrea, it looks like those winds will be mainly well east of the triangle area, mainly east areas of I-95 and towards the coast.
Obviously, driving conditions are not optimal, and there is a real risk of flooding for the rest of the day as well, I suppose.
Sure is, yeah. There's still a flood watch out for the area until 6 o'clock this afternoon, this evening. East of the area is actually a tornado watch in effect until 12 noon right now for areas pretty much from like Clinton up to Halifax and areas east. There is a tornado watch in effect until noon or so. Again, the roadways are very wet. There's a lot of ponding of water on the roadways. The best thing is to do is to leave with plenty of time to reach your destinations, travel at or below the posted speed limit. And when you do encounter those areas of heavy ponding, let up on the accelerator and coast on through.
That is National Weather Service senior forecaster Scott Sharp at the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. And again, we don't know for sure about Carolina's baseball game. Tar Heels are scheduled to play at 1 o'clock today against South Carolina in Boshammer Stadium. It is a super regional for the NCAA baseball tournament, and it's a best of two out of three games for the right to go to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Game scheduled for 1 o'clock today, but they will make a decision by 11 o'clock this morning about what to do in the game, whether they're going to try to get it in or whether they will postpone it or whatever the case may be. There's another game scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and a third game, if necessary, for Sunday at 1. just all kinds of scenarios could develop there because of weather, and we'll let you know exactly what happens. Honor Court charges against Landon Gamble have been dropped now, according to a statement released by UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe on Thursday. The sophomore was charged with breaking the Honor Code with disruptive and intimidating behavior. That charge was brought before the Honor Court by the man who Gamble accused of sexually assaulting her. He said the constant attention her case was getting by way of campus rallies and conversations around campus caused him to feel threatened, even though she never publicly announced his name. Gamble publicly announced that she believed the Honor Court charges were retaliation against her for constantly drawing attention to the way it handled her case. She said the Honor Court was underprepared and that students should be handling sexual assault charges in the first place. UNC has since taken sexual assault review out of the control of the Honor Court. An independent external review was conducted back in March. In regards to Gamble's allegations of retaliation, Chancellor Thorpe announced that the review conducted by Barbara Lee, a nationally recognized expert in handling sexual harassment grievances and a human resource management professor at Rutgers University, found no evidence that the university retaliated against Gamble. However, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Winston Crisp, after he consulted with campus colleagues, including Richard Myers, chair of the Committee on Student Conduct and a professor in the UNC School of Law, and faculty chair Jan Boxall, recommended no student should be charged with violating this section of the Honor Code until the Committee on Student Conduct can adequately evaluate the provision. In his statement, Chancellor Thorpe announced that he agreed and that the change was to take effect right away. He made it a point to announce that the decision of the university was not a challenge in the Honor Court and its processes, but instead a step to ensure that all students are protected and treated fairly. This ongoing issue comes at a time when colleges and universities nationally are dealing with a review of their sexual assault policies. UNC recently formed a special task force to review its current policies and form new ones. The 22-member panel meets every Wednesday. It's chaired by the interim Title IX coordinator, Christy Hurt. While the task force hopes to have a new policy in place in time for the start of the fall semester, it says it will take as much time as needed to discuss the sensitive matter fully. To read the full statement by the chancellor, you can view the story on our website at chapelboro.com. UNC junior basketball player P.J. Hairston was arrested on Wednesday and charged with possession of marijuana. Hairston and two others, Michael Falcon and Carlos Sanford, were stopped at a routine license check Wednesday night on Holloway Street in Durham. Hairston was also charged with driving without a license and was released on a $1,000 unsecured bond. The two other men were also found in possession of marijuana. UNC Senior Associate Athletic Director Steve Kirshner said UNC and head coach Roy Williams will release a statement when they get more information. Hairston's already due in court in Durham on August 2nd for a pending speeding charge. He decided to pass up the NBA draft this year after leading North Carolina in scoring. Archansky has more on this situation throughout the day on Sports Notebook on WCHL. News around town this morning, some special road announcements to pass along to you. We have Old Pittsboro Road being closed on today for water and sewage construction starting at 9 o'clock this morning, but we don't know if that'll actually go on today anyway because of the weather. Southernmost portion of Westwood Drive will also close on Monday for water line construction starting at 9 a.m. And Chapel Hill Transit buses will operate a shuttle between Culberth Road and the Chapel Hill Transit stop on Smith Level to connect customers to the J route while Culberth Road is closed. Culberth Road will be closed at 15501 starting Monday, June 10th, until August 25th. During this time, the D route will not serve Culberth Road, Smith Level Road, or the North Carolina 54 bypass, leading to Chapel Hill Transit's decision. When Culberth Road reopens, the D route will return to its regular schedule. WCHL News Time, 8:39, 21 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, we will have today's commentary on the way from Alan Colton, what you're saying in the street, and we'll tell you about the best all-you-can-eat feast in the country, the Farm to Fork Picnic. That is all on the way on WCHL.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro, so stop by or give them a call at 942-3153.
Cohan of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Eric White. Hey, Kev, what do you like most about living in Chapel Hill and working at Franklin Street Realty?
Well, Eric, for me, it's really about the people. Before real estate, I spent many years as the general partner of an investment firm interacting with a computer screen. Now, I really enjoy connecting with my clients and brainstorming with the great group of agents at Franklin Street Realty.
I agree. You know, I spent the first 20 years of my life in Chapel Hill, and the second 20 years spent mostly on Hilton Head Island running my marketing company, which specialized in real estate. I finally found my way back home. I love this town. So glad to be a Tar Heel again.
I know what you mean. I spent a few years overseas and in New York, but my heart never left the hill. It's great to know a place like the back of your hand, and it's really cool to be raising my family in the same great town where I grew up.
I hear you. You know, I feel like I am Chapel Hill.
And I am a true blue Tar Heel.
And we are Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Really, why would you?
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers, it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
Good morning. It is 8:41 at WCHL, 19 minutes until 9 o'clock. That's right, Stutz. And Noah Reynolds is here, one of the founders of the Farm to Fork Picnic. And this is an exciting time of the year for Orange County. You get a chance to celebrate local food and local farms. Noah, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. A little bit wet, but doing great.
Well, if you're a little bit wet, that's really a good thing in comparison to what it could be.
It is.
And I know your event is scheduled for Sunday, and we're certainly expecting better weather between now and Sunday afternoon, at least partly sunny skies. But what is the Farm to Fork Picnic all about?
Well, what we're after is trying to grow new farmers, and that means we're, at this event, trying to raise funds to help new farmer training programs that take place at the Breeze Farm in Orange County and the Center for Environmental and Farming Systems, which is a branch of NC State, NCA&T State University, and the Department of Ag, centered down in Goldsboro.
The Farm to Fork Picnic has gotten quite a lot of celebratory comments, just everybody raving about it as the best all-you-can-eat feast in the entire country. When people go to this, what happens?
Well, we welcome them with great big smiles. We park them right quickly. They get to walk into a big field. There's tents there with all sorts of food. We pair chefs with farmers, about 34 of them this year, and then we have food artisans, about six of them who were offering small samplings of what they create. The farmers working with the chefs kind of work together with what's in the field right now and available. So it's all very seasonal, and chefs love it because it gives them a chance to feature what they can do with local food.
Well, the Farm to Fork Picnic features 34 farms, 34 chefs, all kinds of food artisans, and area beverage vendors as well. So you got everything covered.
We've got all kinds of drink, from iced tea all the way to local brews. Our beverage sponsors, we've got about six to nine of them this year coming in, and we'll have music on site as well. We've got a horse-drawn wagon for rides for kids of all ages, as well as some goats from Prodigal Farm, little baby goats coming down.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I know you mentioned the importance of growing young farmers and local farmers. Proceeds benefit new farmer apprentice programs. Explain that, if you would.
Well, we've got all types of programs here locally, and we've had farmers in the area that have had interns working for them during the summer crop growing season for years. But recently, we've ratcheted that up a little bit, and whether you're down at Central Carolina in Pittsboro or up here in Orange County, we offer new opportunities for people to learn more, learn differently about becoming a farmer and what it entails. At the Breeze Farm here in Orange County, we've got a 8-week program in the winter, January and February, every Wednesday night, where we gather people of all ages who are interested in learning about farming. A lot of them go on to either their own farm or at the Breeze Farm, once they do a business plan and a crop plan, we offer the opportunity for them to grow there. And this was a donated farm by the Breeze family, Colonel Breeze, who hopefully will be with us on Sunday, at least for a short time, but certainly members of his family will be joining us. But with this land, we've had the opportunity on this 270-acre farm to at least begin on a small portion. We've got two areas about 3 to 6 acres each where folks can use advanced technologies like drip irrigation, the beds that farmers would make anywhere here in the Piedmont, we offer them there where we're doing most of the work for them to grow. But they get to pilot their enterprise and see whether it's something they really want to do and whether the weeds will overtake them during the summer or not.
Well, how do folks, if they don't know, get to Breeze Farm?
Well, Breeze Farm, the easiest way to get there is to go to farmtoforknc.com. That's farmtoforknc.com. Tickets are still available, last I checked. That'll give you information about how to get to the Breeze Farm. We also have an Orange County Farms website, orangecountyfarms.org. If you go there, you can click on Breeze Farm and learn more about the Breeze program. This event also benefits programs that the Center for Environmental Farming Systems does, and they have a small farm unit down in Goldsboro, North Carolina. They do hold programs across the state, but in Goldsboro right now, there are farm apprentices down there who are working over the summer to learn about small farms here in North Carolina, and in this case, in the Coastal Plain compared to the Piedmont, as we are here.
Well, this special event is scheduled to take place from 4 until 7 p.m. on Sunday, featuring culinary collaborations from all kinds of farmers and chefs and everybody involved in the food and drink business. I mean, it's really going to be a lot of fun, and wish you luck. Hopefully, the weather will be a lot better. We do expect partly sunny skies, so that sounds downright optimistic compared to what we got right now. So, Noah, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Ron. It's always great to be here.
Again, go to that website to find out more, farmtoforknc.com. You can get ticket information. How much are the tickets?
Tickets, it's a benefit. Tickets are $100, but it's all you can eat and all you can drink.
Fantastic.
Kids under 12 are free, and youth between 12 and 21 is $50.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for making it in during the rain this morning to tell us all about it.
Wouldn't miss it.
We'll see you again soon. It's 8:47 at WCHL, 13 minutes until 9 o'clock. This is Ron Stutz. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Alan Colton. I remember hearing about the Boston bomber suspect. He was hiding in a boat on Franklin Street. Of course, it was Franklin Street, Watertown, Massachusetts. But it gave me chills, and then I remembered that Chapel Hill had had its own terror attack back in 2006. A UNC graduate, born in Iran but raised in North Carolina, he tried to run over as many of his fellow students as he could in his SUV. I'm sure most of you remember. He said then that he was at war against the United States. The Boston bomber, the Fort Hood shooter, the Chapel Hill madman on wheels, and now, sadly, the London butchers wielding meat cleavers killed a soldier on the street in East London. All these people from different backgrounds, different countries, but with two things in common. One is their failure to assimilate to their adopted Western host countries, and two is their religion. That's some pretty sobering stuff, something to think about. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL. What you're saying on the street. Presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Rand Northam. North Carolina and South Carolina meet up this weekend for the best of three Super Regional at Bossemer Stadium. We hit the streets to find out which team you think is heading to the College World Series.
My name is Iran Devia and I live in Chapel Hill. UNC, duh, because they're awesome.
Jeff Baldwin, live in Chapel Hill. UNC. Number one rated team, better pitching, better coach.
Robin Borhanian, Orange County, South Carolina. I have relatives there.
Wojtek Grajuk, I live right here in Timberlane. I think UNC. Better team, you know, they're more intimidating.
Mukopa and in Chapel Hill. UNC, because we the best.
Who has the upper hand on the diamond this weekend, North Carolina or South Carolina?
I'm Jamie Salazar, I live in Chapel Hill.
Well, I don't really follow baseball, but I'm going to go with UNC since I'm a Tar Heel.
Jeep Seaton, Carborough, Carolina. We've got the power right now.
Pat Muir, Chapel Hill, Carolina, obviously.
Shishi Edelsbrunner. I live in Chapel Hill. I don't follow baseball.
My name is Susan Reed. I live in Chapel Hill. UNC is going to win because I love UNC and they're really good.
Stephen Rice. I live here in Chapel Hill. UNC. I don't know. They've won a lot of close games lately.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
One more time, the Carolina-South Carolina game is scheduled for 1 o'clock today. We don't know how that will be affected by the weather. UNC officials will make a decision by 11 o'clock this morning, and we'll have that decision for you right here on WCHL. We'll let you know if the Tar Heels get to play at 1 o'clock or whenever they get to play. We will have the games for you on WCHL and streaming live on our website at chapelbrew.com. Go Heels. Coming up next on WCHL, we'll check in with D.G. Martin, and we also have today's WCHL Hometown Heroes on the way.
University Physical Therapy, Hillsboro's physical therapy provider for over 27 years, is opening the doors to a new clinic. Please join us on Monday, June 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to celebrate the opening of our new facility at 115 Oakdale Drive in Hillsboro. Facility tours, free health screenings, food, games, and door prizes will be provided. For directions and additional information, visit universitypt.org or call 732-6600. See you on the 10th.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
Good morning, it is 8:52, 8 minutes until 9 o'clock, WCHL.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
I have some advice for the Republicans, like House Speaker Tom Tillis, who are lining up to run for the Senate next year. And the advice applies to any politician who's thinking about running statewide in any year. And here it is. Watch out for the geography. Our system of naming counties and county seats is confusing, and if you don't watch carefully where you're supposed to be going, you're liable to wind up like a candidate who was invited to give a speech at the courthouse in Rockingham. He showed up at the courthouse in the city of Rockingham, the county seat of Richmond County near the South Carolina line, instead of Rockingham County near the Virginia line. He was supposed to be at the county seat of Wentworth, where his supporters were waiting for him at the courthouse. Of course, that candidate was not the first North Carolinian or visitor to our state to get confused about the overlapping names of our county seats and counties. We get confused because so many of the county seats carry the names of counties other than their own, like Ashburn is the county seat of Randolph County, and Asheville is the county seat of Buncombe County. So what is the county seat of Ashe County? West Jefferson. The county seat of Washington County is Plymouth, not Washington or Little Washington, which is itself the county seat of Beaufort County, while Beaufort is the county seat of Carteret County. The Greene County seat is Snow Hill, not Greensboro, which is the county seat of Guilford, or Greenville, which is the county seat of Pitt. And Pittsburgh, as we well know, is the county seat of Chatham County, not Pitt. Jackson County seat is Silva. It's not Jackson, which is the county seat of Northampton County, nor is Jacksonville, which is the county seat of Onslow County. And there are more. Columbus is not the county seat of Columbus County. It is the seat of Polk County. And Lenoir is the seat of Caldwell County, not Lenoir County. Franklin's the seat of Macon County, not Franklin County, and Waynesville's the seat of Haywood County, not Wayne County. Yanceyville's the seat, as we know, is the seat of Caswell County, not Yancey County. And Henderson is the seat of Vance County, not Henderson County. Closer by us, Graham is the seat of Alamance County, not Graham County. Whew. Well, thank goodness. We live in Orange County. No towns by that name anywhere in the state. And there is not a Hill County to confuse the issue with our county seat, Hillsborough. This is D.G. Martin.
And thank you, D.G. All confusing, isn't it? Hey, remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? What's the word? How do you spell it? And what does it mean? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. Win a $10 gift card to Cruisers. The word of the day on WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
It's time for project graduation, and today we're saluting Matt Creator of East Chapel Hill High School, Stephen Himmelberg of Chapel Hill High, and Jordan Bowers of Carborough High.
It's on Saturday, June 8th from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., and it's held at the Student Union.
Jordan, Stephen, and Matt are today's WCHL Hometown Heroes because they've been working hard to coordinate project graduation. Stephen?
It's an event that keeps seniors off the road the night of graduation because there have been a lot of driving accidents on the night of graduation when kids go out and party, and so it's just a way to bring everyone together for one last time and just have a good time. We've been meeting once a month and just organized this whole event. It's been a lot of fun.
Matt, I know that it is a cool event. You know, anytime parents are involved, kids don't want to go, but this is something that just about everybody attends. So I know you and everybody else over at East are excited about it.
When you go into project graduation, you see all the fun stuff to do. You know, you have the casino, dodgeball, food. There's a lot of excitement about it, and it's something that seniors really look forward to.
It's a great way for the graduating seniors at our local high schools and the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System to get together and celebrate safely. Project graduation couldn't happen without the support of the local community and local businesses.
We need the support of all of those businesses throughout town, and with their support also, not only would it not be able to function, it also brings a sense of like community for everyone, and I think that's really important.
People can win some really nice prizes.
Well, we have a prizes committee that spends a lot of money and they work really hard to get a lot of donations. You can win iPads, dorm TVs. There's also a lot of scholarships given out. You can win iPods and a lot of cool stuff.
Matt, if folks want to find out more, I know that you accept contributions from the community. How do they do that?
Our website is projectgraduation.org. We also have a mailing address. It's P.O. Box 17043, Chapel Hill, North Carolina 27516. It's a very community-driven event, and we need all the help that we can get. We are a little bit short of our fundraising goal right now.
What are your plans after high school, Matt?
I'm going to Georgia Tech.
Really?
For engineering, yes. I'm really excited about it.
Stephen, what are you going to do when you graduate from high school?
Going to go to Washington and Lee University. I'm going to play basketball there.
Fantastic. Jordan?
I'm going to App State.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're staying right here in North Carolina?
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck to all of you. Project graduation is tomorrow night, and they'll be partying into the wee hours of the morning. And that's a good thing. Congratulations, Matt Creator from East Chapel Hill, Stephen Himmelberg from Chapel Hill High, and Jordan Bowers from Carborough High. Today's WCHL Hometown Heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Florine Funk of Chapel Hill. Called in with the word of the day. It is treacle, T-R-E-A-C-L-E. It has several different meanings. It can mean something sweet and insincere as far as tone of voice is concerned, and it could mean a medicinal compound. It also can mean molasses. All of those meanings. Congratulations, Florine Funk. It's a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much for calling in, Florine. Have a great day.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bull City Craft. It's half off. Your choice of children's birthday party packages available now. Bull City Craft features a variety of arts and craft classes, from preschoolers to adults, art camps, birthday parties, and a wide selection of arts and craft supplies. With today's deal, you can choose from two children's birthday party package options for up to 12 children, with 1.5 hours of time in the craft studio, projects and supplies, and optional goodie bags and treats. It's half off from Bull City Craft. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
We'll keep a close eye on the weather. Stay tuned to WCHL for all the details all day.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself.